Welcome to Top Lines and Tails Livestock Pod Quiz number 3. Thank you all for the hundreds and hundreds of downloads that we've had of this quiz. We're now going to continue running the quiz as a podcast rather than a live event. So without any more ado, our first round this week is on sale locations. So locations of sales rather than livestock shows. On sale locations, question 1. Where is the Scottish National Texel Sheep Sale held? In which town is the Scottish National Texel Sheep Sale held? Question 2. What or who is the auctioneer firm at Worcester Market? What is the name of the auctioneer firm at Worcester Market? Question 3. How many markets does United Auctions run? How many markets do UA run? Question 4. Where does the Galloway breed of cattle hold its main sale? Question 5. With takings of over 2 million for over 3,000 rams, the NSA sale at Bilth is the largest of its kind. How many sale rings does it have? How many sale rings are there at the NSA ram sale at Bilth in Wales? Question 6. Where would you find Kirkwall Auction Mart? Where would you find Kirkwall Auction Mart? Question 6. Question 7. What year did Perth Bull Sales move to Stirling? What year did Perth Bull Sales move to Stirling Market? Question 8. Where would you have found Gorgie Livestock Market? Where would you have found Gorgie Livestock Market is question 8. Question 9. Selling nearly 15,000 lambs, which is the biggest one-day sheep sale in UK? Selling nearly 15,000 lambs in a day, which is the biggest one-day sheep sale in the UK. Question 10. Frome Livestock Market is in which county? Which county is Frome Livestock Market? That's the end of round 1. Top Lines and Tails Livestock Quiz. Quiz number 3, round 2. And as the last couple of weeks, round 2 is on sheep. So, Top Lines and Tails Livestock Quiz, round 2 on sheep. And question 1 on sheep. The French word for sheep is mouton. What is it in German? There you go, an international question for you. The French word for sheep is mouton. What is it in German? Question 2. Gotland sheep come from which country? Gotland. G-O-T-L-A-N-D. Sheep come from which country? Question 3 on sheep. The Aberdale and Aberfeld breeds of sheep were developed in the early 2000s. Where? There's a bit of a clue there. The Aberdale and the Aberfeld breeds were developed in the early 2000s. Where? Question 4. The Exmoor horn comes from Exmoor. Which two counties does Exmoor span? So which two counties does Exmoor span? Question 5. What sheep disease is caused by the bacterium Dilobacter nodosus? Okay, I'll spell that. D-I-C-H-E-L-O-B-A-C-T-E-R. Second word, nodus. N-O-D-O-S-U-S. Nodosus. So, a complicated one, but what is caused by that bacteria? Question 6. Approximately how many sheep are there in Australia? Approximately how many sheep are there in Australia? I'll take a million either side. Question 7. Known as, it's another complicated one. Question 7. Known as Zwerkedekt in Holland, what is this disease better known as? So it's a disease, a sheep disease that's all around the world, but it's known as Zwerkedekt. I'll spell that Z-W-O-E-G-E-R-Z-I-E-K-T-E. What is that disease better known as? Question 8. Oxford Downs are bred from Hampshire and South Down females, but what was their original sire? So the Oxford breed, the mother was a Hampshire cross South Down, but what was the original sire of the Oxford breed to get it started? Question 9. The Manx Logton sheep have been on the Isle of Man for hundreds of years. How many horns does a ram have? So how many horns on a Manx Logton sheep? And question 10. The Clean breed of sheep come from the Clean Peninsula. Where is it? So where did the Clean breed of sheep come from originally, and where is that Clean Peninsula? So that's the end of round 2 on sheep. Top Lines and Tails quiz number 3, round 3. And this one is on acronyms. So there's acronyms. I'm going to give you some acronyms. I want to know what they stand for. And question 1, what does the AHDB stand for? AHDB, what does it stand for? So it's a national organisation in the UK. Question 2, what was QMS called before it became QMS? QMS, for those that don't know, is Quality Meat Scotland. What was it called before it became QMS? Question 3. The RHASS stands for what? RHASS. What does that stand for? Question 4. What does NOAA do? N-O-A-H. NOAA. What does NOAA do? What does that stand for, I suppose? Question 5. What species of animal are affected by OPA? Not going to ask you what it stands for, but what species of animal are affected by OPA? Question 6. Viral diarrhea in cattle is better known as what? Viral diarrhea in cattle is better known as what? That's an acronym I'm looking for there. Question 7. The Department of Agriculture is known as DEFRA in the UK. What is it called in Northern Ireland? So what's the acronym for the Department of Agriculture in Northern Ireland? Question 8. There's only 8 questions in this round, to be fair. Question 8. DLG is a measurement often referred to in livestock. What does it stand for? DLG is a measurement often referred to in livestock. What does it stand for? That's the end of round 3. And round 4 this week, as in the first 2 weeks, round 4 is on cattle. So, round 4, question 1. The development of the stabiliser breed is attributed to whom? The development of the stabiliser breed of cattle is attributed to whom? Question 2. Where did the Dexter breed of cattle originate? Question 2. Where did the Dexter breed of cattle originate? Question 3. Limousin cattle come from the Limousin region of France. What is the capital town of Limousin? So what's the capital town of the Limousin region in France? Question 4. Derived from an Angus cross shorthorn, where does the Murray Grey come from? Derived from an Angus cross shorthorn, where does the Murray Grey breed come from? Question 5 on cattle. What year was the first Poll Hereford registered in UK? Take a couple of years to decide. What year was the first Poll Hereford registered in the UK? Question 6. Where does the Welsh Black Cattle Society have its headquarters? So where's HQ for the Welsh Black Cattle Society? Question 7 on cattle. In 2023, there was more beef or pork eaten in the world. In 2023, around the world, there was more beef or more pork. 50-50 chance, huh? Question 8. Approximately how many dairy cows are there in the EU? So that's in Europe. Approximately how many dairy cows are in the EU? This is all good learning stuff, you know. If you don't know it, you hear the answer, you know it next time. Question 9 on cattle. A myostatin gene can be found in humans. True or false? The myostatin gene can be found in humans. True or false? And question 10, the Pinsgauer cattle come from which country? The Pinsgauer, I remember my father having a few of these when they first came into country, probably in the late 70s. Pinsgauer cattle come from which country? That concludes round 4, and that concludes all the questions on this week's Top Lines and Tails livestock quiz. I'll bring you the answers shortly. Welcome back to the Top Lines and Tails Livestock Quiz number 3, and now we'll go on to the answers. So the first round was on sale locations. Round about the place, mainly UK-based for you overseas people, I apologise. Sale locations on question 1, where is the Scottish National Texel Sheep Sale held? It's held in Lanark, of course, middle of August. Question 2, who is the auctioneer firm at Worcester Market? That's McCartney's. Of course, McCartan is there. Clive Rhodes there, still in charge down there. A lot of pedigree sales and all sorts there. Worcester in the middle of England. That's McCartney's. Question 3, how many markets does United Auctions run? I believe they run 8 markets. 8 livestock markets, and that includes Stirling, of course, Huntley, Leg, Dalmally, Tyree, Isla, South Uist, and Oban. So that I think that adds up to 8. Somebody might put me straight on that. There may be others. Question 4, where does the Galloway breed hold its main sale? That's in Castle Douglas. Castle Douglas down there in Dumfries and Galloway, of course. Question 5, with takings of 2 million for over 3,000 rams, the NSAL is the largest of its kind, and it has 16 sale rings. 16 sale rings running all at the same time. It's a hell of an event if you haven't been there. Difficult to buy rams of different breeds because they're all rattling on at the same time and you can barely hear yourself think. So 16 sale rings out that built National Sheep Association ram sale. That, of course, is the main NSA sale, which is, in actual fact, the second one. There is an earlier sale as well, but after results from the main NSA sale. Question 6. Kirkwall Market is in Orkney. Of course, Kirkwall. Orkney, just on the mainland there. Question 7. When did Perth bull sales move to Stirling? It was 2009 when they moved. 2009, they moved to the new Stirling market. It was actually a little bit later before they started calling it the Stirling Bull Sales, but it moved there, moved location in 2009. Question 8, where have you found Gorgie Livestock Market? Of course, is in Edinburgh. In Edinburgh, I just about remember Gorgie Market before they built over it. There in Edinburgh, used to have the Suffolk Ram Sale there, I think. Question 9, selling nearly 15,000 lambs. The biggest one-day sheep sale in the UK is at Leg. It's the Cheviot Sheep Sale. That leg in there in North Scotland. And question 10, where is Frome Livestock Market? Which county is it in? It's in Somerset. The Frome Market, big market down there in Somerset. Round 2, the answers on sheep. The French word for sheep is mouton. What is it in German? It's Schaf. Schaf, S-C-H-A-F, Schaf. There you go. Every day's a school day, you've just learnt some German. Question 2, the Gotland sheep come from which country? They come from Sweden. Scandinavia, I'll accept Scandinavia, but they come from Sweden, the Gotland. Question 3, the Aberdale and Aberfeld breeds developed where? Well, the clue's in the title, because Aber, as in Aberdale and Aberfeld, is Aberystwyth. They were developed at Aberystwyth University there, and under the care of Dewey, their fantastic development that was done there in the sheep maybe in the 90s and the early 2000s, all those different breeds of hybrids. Question 4, the Exmoor horn comes from Exmoor. Exmoor is in Somerset and Devon, so it's in 2 counties, Somerset and Devon. Spans the 2 of them. Question 3, what's the sheep disease caused by the bacteria Dialobacter nodosus? It's difficult to say, but it is foot rot. It's foot rot. That's the bacteria that causes foot rot. Question 6, how many sheep are there in Australia? There's 75 million of them. 75 million sheep in Australia. There's a lot of sheep. That's how many they are. I'll take a few millions either side if you've taken a stab at that one. Question 7, known as Zwergezicht in Holland, it is made of Wisner. Made of Wisner. The Texel sheep came in from Holland in the early 1970s, and there was an embargo on bringing some of them in because they had this disease going back. They were not blaming the Texels for bringing it in the country, but it became an epidemic across Europe. Made of Wisner, we're now mostly accredited for it, and we don't want to see it. It's not nice. So that's what it is, came from Holland. Question 8, the Oxford Down sheep is bred from a Hampshire and South Down mother. It's by a Cotswold. Originally, the Cotswold sheep was the sire of the Oxford Down. That's where it gets its size from. Question 9, the Manx Logton sheep have been the Isle of Man for hundreds of years. How many horns does a Manx Logton have? They can have up to 6. I think it's the only breed that can have up to 6 horns. Don't quote me on that, but if you put 4, I'll accept it there, but they can have up to 6 horns, the Manx Logton sheep from the Isle of Man. And question 10, the Clean breed of sheep come from the Clean Peninsula. It is in North Wales. Everybody will know that, I would think. A geography question, not a sheep question. Where is the Clean Peninsula? Yes, it's in North Wales. And the answers to round three were acronyms. And question one, the AHDB stands for the Agriculture and Horticultural Development Board. The Agricultural and Horticultural Development Board, the AHDB. Great organisation that it is, does a lot for the UK's livestock industry, agricultural industry. Question two, what was QMS called before it was QMS? It was called Squabble. It was called Squabble, Scottish Quality Beef and Lamb, which then went on to become QMS, Quality Meat Scotland. So that's what it was called. Question three, the RHASS stands for the Royal Highland and Agricultural Society of Scotland. The organisation, of course, that run the Highland Show, the Royal Highland Agricultural Society of Scotland. Question four, what does NOAA do? NOAA is the National Office for Animal Health. NOAA are the guys, I think, that make sure we have all the right labelling on all the animal health products and we don't use them to go into the food chain. So NOAA is very much involved in that, the National Office of Animal Health. Question five, what species are affected by OPA? Sheep. OPA is a sheep disease, not a nice disease. It's some kind of lung cancer and it's taking a little bit of a hold in the UK now, and there's a lot of research being done on OPA. It is a sheep disease that we need to look out for. Question six, another disease, viral diarrhea in cattle. What is it better known as? It's known as BVD. Quite simply, you've seen the words BVD. It's a viral diarrhea in cattle. Again, something we don't want. Question seven, the Department of Agriculture in Northern Ireland is called DEERA, and that's D-A-E-R-A. It stands for the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. So we have DEFRA, they have DEERA, Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs, D-A-E-R-A. And question eight in round three, DLG is daily live weight gain, of course. Daily live weight gain is a measurement referring to all livestock, but specifically very often more in the cattle side of it, but DLG is a measurement for daily live weight gain. Okay, so that's the end of round three in our Top Lines and Tails Livestock Quiz number three. And then we go on to round four, the last round, on cattle. The development of the stabilizer breed is attributed to Jim Leachman. So the Leachman brothers, of course, famous for developing Aberdeen Angus going back into the 60s, and then Jim is a grandson, and very much the development of the stabilizer breed is attributed to him. There are others as well, and the breed is now getting all over the world, but Jim is the man I was looking for there, Jim Leachman. Question two, where does the Dexter breed come from? It comes from County Kerry in Southern Ireland. So County Kerry down there in the southwest of Southern Ireland. If you said Ireland, I'll accept it, but County Kerry is what I was after in Southern Ireland. The Limousin region of France, the capital of the Limousin is Limoges. Limoges is also the headquarters of the Limousin Cattle Society, and they have various Limousin shows and various things going on there. A lovely part of the world that it is, not too far from here. Limoges was the word I'm looking for. Limoges also famous for some crockery as well, I believe. Question four on cattle, derived from the Angus Cross Shorthorn, the Murray Grey comes from the Murray River in Australia. It comes from near the Murray River in Australia. So Australia is what I was looking for. I've been to the Murray River, fantastic place as well. That's what the answer we were looking for there. Question five on cattle. When was the first polled Hereford registered in the UK? 1949 they came into the country. So just post-war the first Herefords came in. I think they came in from America, were brought into the UK, and then snowballed from there, of course. So 1949, the answer to that one. Question six, where does the Welsh Black Cattle Society have its HQ? It's on the Royal Welsh Showground. And those of you that have been to the Royal Welsh Showground will know they do fantastic breakfast and fantastic steaks, and it's there on the corner of the cattle rings, position A, and that is the headquarters now of the Welsh Black Cattle Society on the Royal Welsh Showground in Bilth Wells in Wales. Question 7, in 2023, was there more beef or pork eaten in the world? There was more pork, 122 million tonnes of pork, 72 million tonnes of beef, so nearly double the amount of pork eaten to beef in around the world. What a simple question. Question 8, approximately how many dairy cows are in the EU? There are 20 million dairy cows in the EU. 20 million is the answer I was looking for. A bit of a random question, so I don't expect anybody to know that, but you do know 20 million dairy cows roughly in the EU. I suppose that could be construed as a trick question because I'm including Great Britain in amongst that lot there, and of course technically now Great Britain since Brexit is no longer in the EU, but 20 million was the figure I was looking for, or that covers the European Union. Question 9, the myostatin gene can be found in humans? Yes, it can. The myostatin gene is something that is muscle developing, and we all have it there to develop our own muscles. It's found in a lot of animals, not just cattle, but it certainly can be found in humans. And question 10, the Pinzgauer cattle come from Austria. A big grey roony breed there come from Austria. Austria were brought into the UK in I think the late 70s, but never quite caught a hold there. So that's what I was looking for. So that's the end of Top Lines and Tales Livestock Pod Quiz number 3. And thank you all for taking part. And please send in your scores to me and join in our Top Lines and Tales Facebook community, where you can contact us directly through that and find out all about the rest of what Top Lines and Tales it does. And make sure you listen to all our Top Lines and Tales podcasts. There's 170 of them out there just now, I think, and we've spoken to some fantastic guests over the last 3 years and more, and we've got a great sponsorship, of course, from Harbro within that. So please look at the Top Lines and Tales page and look back on all those fantastic podcasts talking to those great people within the livestock industry.